Victim support groups have long urged those abused by clergy in the Milwaukee Archdiocese to report their case to the police. But when it came time to take the matter up with the church, victims who wanted to pursue their case were offered a church-run mediation program. Now the church is sponsoring and paying for a new mediation system that Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan says is independent. Marquette University dispute resolution consultant Eva Soika designed the new effort.
Well, I think it can be incredibly more effective simply because it encourages people to come forward on an anonymous basis, and they can remain anonymous for a long period of time while they decide whether they want to pursue this option or not. And there are guarantees that the information is not going into the archdiocese offices. Rather, it's going to an individual and independent intake coordinator.
Soika says there would eventually be disclosure to the archdiocese if the person wanted to pursue the case and the church needed to investigate. The group Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests says it's had some input in creating the new mediation program. Milwaukee chapter spokesperson Peter Isley notes Soika's ties to Marquette University, a Jesuit institution. But he says he's willing to give the mediators a chance. Isley says it would help if Wisconsin dropped the statute of limitations on abuse cases.
No matter what else is done on a church level, reforming, eliminating, or extending the criminal and civil statutes is really the number one priority.
About 30 Milwaukee area people who say they were abused by clergy are meeting with the Archdiocese as a group. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.